Well, good evening, everyone. As you can see from the PowerPoint there we are. I'm Colin. I'm Audrey. This is Colin. And we're very pleased to be here this evening to speak to you. Thank you very much for welcoming us here this evening, and you're welcome too. So we are, as we said, mission partners in training with the Church Mission Society. We're currently living, a little bit background about us. Colin and I live in Kilmaston in Somerset, about 10 miles from Bath. We've been married for nearly 28 years, and we have a daughter, Harriet, and a son, Josh. Our plans are to go to Lebanon now, after some discussion. We're going, hopefully, later this year, sometime in September, but nothing is finalised at the moment. We currently attend the Village Parish Church of St. Peter's and St. Paul, where Colin is the treasurer, and I help out regularly with messy church events, and we also lead a weekly house group. So it was about over a year ago now that we first felt that God was prompting us to look at overseas mission work. This is something that we had considered earlier in our marriage. Indeed, shortly after getting married, we approached a couple of mission agencies, but there was no call for us as a dental nurse then and as a geologist. However, we did end up spending 4 years in Zambia in the early 90s, as Colin got a job as a mining geologist, and so we do have some experience of living and working overseas. Anyway, this time our approach to CMS was successful, as after a number of interviews and discussions and prayer with our vicar, church, friends and family, we were accepted as mission partners in training, July of last year. When we approached CMS, we didn't have a specific location or field of work in mind. Rather, we were open to going where our skills could best be used, and initially, we were looking at the Middle East and North Africa, but then after further discussion, we agreed that we should be going to Lebanon.
So, why Lebanon? And indeed, where is Lebanon? For those of you who aren't quite sure where Lebanon is, and perhaps the easiest way of explaining, is if you imagine sailing south from the UK, past France and Spain, and then you take a sharp left into the Mediterranean, and keep sailing through the Mediterranean as far as you can go, it's quite likely you'll bump into Lebanon when you get to the far end. Lebanon is a small country, about half the size of Wales, so not very big at all, with Israel to the south and Syria to the east, to the east and northern side of it. So it's surrounded almost by Syria.
So what will we be doing in Lebanon? Well, we will be partnering with a local organisation called the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, which is quite a mouthful, so it's usually shortened to LSESD or the Society. I've been asked to work with children with special educational needs, using my past experience gained from about 14 years working as a teaching assistant in a primary school. In many countries, as I'm sure you're aware, children with any form of disability can often get hidden away, kept in the home, and denied the opportunity to develop. The Society are pioneering work with SEN children through what they call their Skills Centre, special kids with individual learning difficulties. They want me to help develop this further, including setting up a new facility specifically for these children. This is likely to involve helping parents understand their children's needs so that there'll be plenty of opportunity for me to demonstrate God's love in a very practical way, which is going to be an exciting challenge for me.
I, meanwhile, will be using my general and project management skills acquired over a varied career to help develop the various ministries that LSESD run, and also to raise funds for these ministries. And I hope too to be able to assist Audrey in the development of this new centre for children with special needs. Now, as you saw from the previous slide, the Society LSESD itself has a number of ministries. These include a school for children from 3 to 18, a theological seminary to train Christian leaders in a specifically parent context, a Christian bookshop and publishing house, as well as the Skilled Centre, which we've already mentioned. And I was fortunate enough to be able to see all of these ministries during a recent visit I made to Lebanon, in fact, only last week. In the summer, they also organise camps, bringing together children from all religious backgrounds. And they also show practical care and support by providing food, education and shelter to some of the refugees from Syria. During my recent visit, the one thing that impressed me most was how many of the ministries at LSESD impacted directly on their Muslim neighbours. For example, the school I just referred to is actually situated in a predominantly Muslim part of Beirut and has over 1,200 children, 90% of whom are from a Muslim background. And all of the children attend chapel on a weekly basis and are taught about Christianity with the full knowledge and agreement of their parents. Similarly, the love and support given to the Syrian refugees, most of whom are Muslim, is also causing many of them to ask questions about why Christians are helping them, and some indeed have even started attending church. In all cases, although really overt evangelism is rarely possible, the simple act of showing practical love and providing quality services is sowing seeds in the hearts of many of these Muslim neighbours. These freedoms are precious, and Lebanon is almost unique in that sense in the Middle East. But as you can see from the chart on the screen, the population in Lebanon is now predominantly Muslim, with Shia, Sunni and Druze Muslims making up nearly 60% of the population, which is a reversal of the situation that was there when the country was founded just after the First World War. So although the law at present is designed to share power between the many religious groups, there is no guarantee that this will not change in the future. There are many tensions in the country, and indeed it has not been immune from troubles in the past. Some of you may remember the long civil war in Lebanon during the 1970s and 80s. The two pictures there show some of the destruction in the top picture during the civil war and how the Beirut has been rebuilt subsequently. And I put the bottom picture up, it's a bit small actually, probably for you to see, but there's you might be able to see the two tall towers just in front of the marina, and in between there's a white little blob which actually is the tower of the Anglican Church in Beirut, All Saints. More recently, the influx of over 1 million refugees fleeing from the trouble in Syria has also caused a number of problems. To give you an idea of the scale of this influx, it's equivalent relative to population of about 20 million refugees arriving in Britain over the last few years. And if you just think about the impact that would have on our infrastructure and services, and indeed some of the resentments that might well result.
So at this point you might be wondering, why us? Why move from Kilmersdon to Beirut? In one sense, the answer is quite simple. We feel that this is what God wants us to do. But we're also very aware that everyone, each one of us, has a mission field. And until now, our mission field has been here in the UK, amongst our family, friends, work colleagues, and neighbours, and so on. But just because we're going to work in Lebanon doesn't mean we're special in any way. We still have our weaknesses and foibles. For example, one of the reasons we chose Lebanon is because we wanted somewhere we could get to by land and sea, because I prefer not to fly. This may seem we are denying God's power to overcome my fears, but I would rather turn that around and say that God is not limited by our weaknesses, but works with us where we're at and can always do more than we can think or imagine. So for us, travelling by train and ferry will be part of the adventure. And I would encourage you, if you're thinking of doing anything like this, to just take one step at a time and see where God takes you. And one scripture that's been has come up on a number of occasions during the process with CMS is from Psalm 139 and verses 7 to 9. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the furthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
And finally, how can you help? Well, this is a big challenge for us. This is quite new to us in terms of thinking about going abroad for a long period with CMS. And we are indeed most grateful for the support that you've shown to us here, both in terms of being interested in what we're doing and also committing some financial support to us. As you may know, Church Mission Society doesn't have a large pot of money to provide for mission partners, and rather they work on the basis that each mission partner needs to raise their own support. And so we are very grateful to you for being willing to support us. I should say, if anyone would be interested in receiving our information directly, you can go onto the website and search for our name there, and you'll be able to sign up for newsletters if you want to have them sent directly to you. But you will hear news from us quite regularly, particularly when we actually get to Lebanon through the church. So if you want to keep in touch with us that way, that will be very good too. As I say, we are most grateful for your support in terms of prayer and your general interest. And just to leave you with a couple of, well, three prayer points, in fact. Just three things during my visit last week to Lebanon that I came back with, really to give thanks and also to continue praying for peace in Lebanon and this freedom to witness that there is there at the moment. Also to pray for the relief work amongst the refugees from Syria, which really is causing considerable problems there. But also for ourselves, our ongoing preparations and the financial support that we need. Until we get all the support in place, we won't be able to go and start serving in that country. But God is doing amazing things out there. We hear lots of bad news about that part of the world at the moment. But I read a quote from another pastor in Lebanon just recently, where he said, "Could we ever dream of Sunni Muslims coming to our church? Of course not. But we prayed for a long time for this to happen. And now is the time. This is indeed an amazing time we are living in." So thank you for listening. We'd be very happy to take any questions you might have. And we've been very, very kindly allowed to leave you fairly quickly after our talk, because we've got quite a long way to drive back to Somerset. So normally we would stay to the end of the service, but as I say, we've been given permission to slip away quietly. So thank you for that. But if anyone does have any questions, we'd be very happy to answer them now if you would like to ask anything.
Yes, please
do.
Have you got a question? Good.
I'm particularly interested in the connection with relief work among the refugees from Syria. So what... But what can you do, and do you work with some of the relief organisations which, according to some people, aren't Christian?
Well, this organisation, the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, one of their ministries is to the refugees from Syria, and they actually provide food vouchers rather than actually giving out actual food. They give out vouchers which then can be spent in the local supermarkets and stores, so that benefits the local economy as well. And they work with other agencies to make sure they try and cover all of the refugees so there's a fair distribution of aid. One of the issues for them is that the funding they've got to provide these food vouchers, they currently get funding from a Dutch and a Canadian organisations. This ends at the end of next month, and so they are at the moment seeking further funding from other organisations so they can carry on providing this this support to the refugees.
Any other questions?
Yeah, how long is your trip total?
With CMS, we're thinking going longer term, and that means usually signing up for about 3 years, and then we would review it. As a couple, we're thinking 2 to 5 years, but because it's the Middle East situation, obviously the people that are out there at the moment are taking it like a year at a time.
So you're right from back in 3 years?
It depends on a number of issues. Usually we'll probably go out for about 2 years and then have time back and then go out for another 2 years. That's the sort of similar usual pattern.
And we'd come and visit the churches that are supporting us every time we come back, so maybe it'll be a couple of years and you'll see us again.
Rose.
I've just wondered, seeing as the region has suffered so much civil war and you're surrounded by conflicts in all the countries around, are you actually afraid?
I think we would be foolish to say it hadn't crossed our minds. Clearly there are some dangers there. We will be very much guided by the organisation we're partnering with and the local people there. I think inevitably people who are native to the country know much more about what's going on than we will as foreigners, even if we've been there for a little while. So I don't think we'll be foolish. We'll be guided by what they say to us. But having said that, at the moment Lebanon is quite stable. And when I was up there last week, there was no obvious tensions. There was the occasional checkpoint, for example, on some of the roads, but I think I only saw two. So there weren't lots, and they were in particular places where you might expect that sort of thing. So at the moment it's quite safe, as long as you don't go too near the borders, for example. Okay.
Thank you very much.
When you step down, can I just say you've been absolutely great today. What you probably didn't know, even though you now know they're driving back to Somerset tonight, you actually drove up from Somerset with the rising sun this morning. So to stay for the 6 o'clock has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Enjoyed our day.
Yeah, it's been a good day, so thank you.
You've begun to bring your mission work alive for us, and I guess we'll plug the old details into our news sheet, and we'll support you financially and through prayer. I hope you'll be able to tell us how it's going so that we can inform our prayer.
Yeah.
And we'll be grateful for your time out there. So thank you very much for being here.